sometimes you get a very vague complaint of things are slow, which, okay, great. That isn't super helpful because I have no idea where to look. I found that the application map is a very useful tool for going in and seeing that.
Greetings and salutations. This is episode 6 of the Development Best Practices podcast, brought to you by ILM Professional Services. I'm Jason Erdahl, your podcast host, and today we'll be continuing our talk with Brett Hazen, ILM Principal Architect, about Microsoft Application Insights. If you haven't listened to episode 5 of our podcast on Application Insights, I would encourage you to do so before listening to this one. In that episode, Brett and I do a brief introduction on Application Insights and talk through the basics, telemetry, and how to integrate Application Insights into JavaScript and non-.NET applications. Brett and I continue along that thread in this episode, covering the topics of reporting, application maps, tracking user cohorts, and integrating Application Insights into your applications. But enough intro, let's get back to Brett. Let's dig into reporting. What kind of reports can be made to track certain things?
Basically, if you can query for it, you can create a visualization for it. Okay. So all of your data that you log and a lot of other information goes into queryable logs, and you use a language to query it called Kusto. That is not specific to App Insights. That's the same across Azure Monitor. It's one query language. So if you learn it doing App Insights anywhere else that you're using Azure Monitor and querying logs, you know how to do it there too. And it has operations for creating visualizations based on your query. So if you can get your query written, then you can render things into, like, I know there's a line chart or bar chart, pie chart, so you can create things like that.
Yeah. So you were talking about data visualizations. What's possible out of the box? And are there other ways to get even better visuals than what are out of the box for Application Insights?
So out of the box, like when you're looking at an Application Insights instance, it gives you some, like when you go down the landing page of one, it gives you some nice little bar charts. There's, I think, 4 of them by default that give you line charts of, you know, like things like your average server response time, error count, a few other things. There's another part of the UI where you can go in and look at similar charts like that based on the metrics that it tracks by default. If you want other things, then you have to use that Kusto query language and use the operators to create those charts. If you wanted something beyond that, you might need to look at putting your data into a different tool. But I haven't found that I can't do anything I don't want to with App Insights.
Good to know.
Anytime you create one of those visualizations too, within Azure, you can create dashboards. So you can pin those visualizations to a dashboard and create a nice custom dashboard that you can share with your team. So all the metrics you care about can be in one place. You can see at a glance.
That's nice. And can that dashboard be shared with a broader audience beyond your team, even for those who don't have permissions into Application Insights?
That is a good question. I've never actually tried to share it outside of Azure. Yeah. When you share it, you're sharing it at the Azure subscription level. So okay, as far as like publishing it outside of Azure, I don't know if there's a way.
No. All right, cool. Awesome. So we went down that hole a bit. Let's take it back a bit. Are there other ways to monitor the health of my application?
Ways other than Application Insights?
Certainly. Within Application Insights. I was thinking more inside. You've talked about a number of different ways that I can monitor the health of my application. Are there other ways inside of Application Insights, other categories that you haven't discussed yet?
One thing we haven't touched on is that there is an application map that can be pretty useful.
Okay.
So when you go to the application map, which will show up as long as you have everything instrumented properly.
Okay.
And I bring that up because on the Java project I alluded to earlier, ours wasn't showing up because we didn't have that agent that I mentioned that needs to be there for Java setup. So ours just wasn't showing up. If you're using .NET, not a concern, but
I understand in most treasure hunts, you need to do something for the map to show up. Like sometimes it's like a little lemon, you need to bake it softly in the, that's a different movie. I think that was the map at the back of the Declaration of Independence. Sorry, dad joke. I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Why don't you keep telling us about the map and application insights?
So the application map will show any of the infrastructure you have running. So like in Azure, if you are using, let's say, App Service, and you've got an instance of App Service, it will show that. And you could be sharing an instance of App Insights across multiple pieces of your infrastructure too, so they'd all show up there. But the other thing it shows you is a tree where it shows the dependencies. So like if I have a web API that, you know, maybe it relies on another API and a database, it will show me a graph that ties my application to those, and it will show me things like the average response time that I'm getting from that dependency. And then like if I click on that dependency, it'll show me some insights, as it labels them.
Yeah.
Like things like slowest requests and things like that. Mm-hmm. So it's a good way you can go in and look at things and just say like, oh, where are potentially my problem areas? I've found that particularly useful as a developer, because sometimes you get a very vague complaint of things are slow, which, okay, great. That isn't super helpful because I have no idea where to look. I found that the application map is a very useful tool for going in and seeing that.
Cool. That's awesome. Is there a relatively simple way to search for errors or events?
Yes. Okay. So there's part of the UI called a transaction search. If you go and search that, you can get, it's just like a plain text search, and you can see, let's say if I know there's a particular error message we log that has specific text in it, I can go and search and it'll find all of that for me. There's also a section of the UI too where you can go and look specifically at failures. So it'll show you all the failures, and it groups things too. It'll show you like what are the top X exceptions happening in my application. So if we've got a bunch of like SQL exceptions happening, I can go see that.
Got it. All right. Very cool. So you sold me on Application Insights. I definitely want to do it. I'm starting a new project. This is the Development Best Practices podcast, right? So give me some best practices in integrating Application Insights into my new project.
So fortunately, it's relatively easy. The first thing you need to do is create the resource in Azure, because when you create a new instance of Application Insights, it will provide you with an API key, essentially, that you'll need. And then within your code, you need to install the SDK, and then somewhere, depending on which backend language or frontend language or JavaScript, whatever, there'll be somewhere where you need to tell or configure that API key. And then depending on the platform, there might be some little bit of boilerplate code that you need to add in just to like register Application Insights, but it's all documented quite well in Microsoft's documentation, so pretty easy to do.
Great. That's awesome. What about my legacy application? Because you see, I got this system that was built like 8 or 10 years ago in predominantly .NET web forms, and I'd really like to add Application Insights into my legacy application. Is that possible?
It is, and if it's a legacy application, you have two potential paths. If it's running in Azure and running on something like App Service, you can go in and just like click a couple buttons and enable Application Insights, and you've got it. Now, if you do it that way, you don't have the SDK configured, so you won't be getting as rich of a data set, but you'll be getting something, which is better than nothing, especially if you don't have proper monitoring in place. If you wanted to get the SDK in place, the steps would be pretty similar to what you were doing on an existing project. The thing I think might be kind of interesting and potentially challenging on a legacy app is if you want your whatever logging framework you're doing to push the data to App Insights, there might be something extra you need to do, but it should definitely be possible.
Cool. Awesome. All right. Is there anything about Application Insights besides cost that we haven't covered that would be good for our audience to know about?
Yeah. So we've talked a lot about like performance and kind of focused on back at applications and like what's happening. But something we haven't touched on is what are the users doing?
Oh.
Because Application Insights can help you track that too.
Oh.
This is a part I haven't used as extensively, but and it requires more work on the developer's part, but there are ways that you can track what users are doing. And like, there's a way to set up like cohorts and stuff in Application Insights so you can get better data on like, what are my users doing?
So,
definitely something worth exploring if you need that data. And like I've mentioned on several other times, their documentation on this stuff is good. So if you're interested, I'd definitely go start reading that.
Yeah, that sounds cool. And in fact, I think we have another topic for a future podcast. I'm very fascinated about that. Given how many folks are interested in identity and tracking that information at that level, and like you said, at the cohort level, that would be a fascinating podcast. Stay tuned, dear listener. More to come. Now, for the $1 million question, how much does this all cost? Is it $1 million? Is it $100? What's my cost for this magic Application Insights tool?
Like most things in development, it depends.
Wonderful. Great.
So there are two billing models that Application Insights uses. One is the pay-as-you-go method. And if you're using the pay-as-you-go method, you're just charged a set rate per certain amount of gigabytes of data you ingest. So the more data you're sending in, the more it's going to cost you.
Got it.
I don't know the numbers off the top of my head, but it's very clearly stated in the documentation on the pricing page. The other billing model that they support is called, I think it's called workspace-based billing. If you go to that documentation I mentioned, it's called out there. With that, you are committing to a specific amount of data to ingest. So if I know, for example, like I'm going to ingest 200 gigs a month or something like that, you could use that, and then you get a price break based on that. Now, if you don't use the 200 gigs that you said you were going to, you're going to get billed for it anyway. But, you know, it's a nice way to make your costs consistent if that's something that's important to you.
Yeah.
The other thing you get with that workspace-based billing model is there's some more options for data retention. I think by default, Application Insights stores stuff for like 90 days in the logs. There are ways to configure it to do it for longer. But if you're using that workspace-based model, there's even more options, which could be useful to people in heavily regulated industries where they have to keep things for like a certain amount of time.
Right. So, well, cool. Excellent. Well, thank you, Brett. Thank you very much for taking time out of your very busy schedule. This is a great discussion about Application Insights. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
I'm actually a little crushed that Brett did not bring up our adventures running Ragnar and other fun races, but our podcast hasn't been canceled yet, and Brett's a great guest, so we'll save that for another day. I hope you enjoyed the podcast today and that you can use it as a guide to get more out of Application Insights. The Development Best Practices podcast is brought to you by ILM Professional Services. Brett talked about users complaining that your application is slow. That's a frustrating moment. It leads to a lot of late nights and weekends. Why is it slow? Is it my platform, my application? Do I have to burn it all down and start over? We've all been there, and ILM would like to help. Using Application Insights, as well as our decades of experience solving problems just like this, please visit ilmservice.com today to get started. Speaking of getting started, we're just getting started with the podcast. So if you have any feedback on our episode, want to suggest a topic, or need anything else, please email us at podcast@ilmservice.com. Take care.